We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Put a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Mia Wezolu, joyful viewers. Mia Wezolu means welcome in Ewe, a language with about 3 million speakers in Ghana, Togo, and Benin. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yoruba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, organic farming is promoted in Paraguay. In good governance news, Russia plans to expand her national parks and reserves. In hero news, a Scottish man is honored for saving two precious lives, human and canine. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 25th, renowned pianist Miss Alicia de la Rocha is remembered. Born in 1923, she passed away on this day in 2009. Considered one of the greatest Spanish pianists in history, Miss de la Rocha is acclaimed for her Mozart performances and especially for her interpretations of Spanish composers. During 75 years of public presentations, she gave almost 4,000 concerts. Among her numerous accolades were four Grammy Awards, the Prince of Asturias Prize in 1994, and the Commander of the Order of Arts and Letters in Paris in 1988. May legendary musicians such as Miss Alicia de la Rocha continue to enrich our world with gracious tones to lighten our hearts and spirits.
Fly-in news. Flash floods sweep quake hit India. Just days after a deadly earthquake hit the northeastern state of Sikkim, flash floods struck on Thursday, September 22nd. In North Sikkim District near the border with China, multiple landslides were reported and floods damaged sites such as an Indo-Tibetan Border Police, or ITBP, camp. Also on Thursday, another quake, this one 3.9 in magnitude, shook the provincial capital Gangtok, where more than 80% of the buildings have reportedly developed cracks. Residents fled in panic, many sleeping in the streets, and on Friday, two high-rise buildings collapsed in the downpours with at least four people who were critically injured. In addition, the heavy rains and thick fog have hampered rescue work following the initial quake, in which at least 118 people perished, 75 in Sikkim. With over 100 relief camps set up across the state, Army personnel have dropped more than 10,000 food packets and medical supplies in the quake-hit regions of the north as two major roads remained blocked by landslides following the tremor.
Upon hearing of the initial quake disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered $30,000 in emergency aid for the affected in India and neighboring Tibet and Nepal. Conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers, she requested that our association members please go if possible to offer help to the most desperate. This amount could obtain $356,000 in items if purchased in the United States, based on the general cost of living in the three countries.
Our appreciation all officials, organizations, and personnel working to assist the disaster-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed care. With sympathies for the precious lives lost, we pray that such tragedies may be averted through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Lives lost to Cambodian flooding. As of Friday, September 23rd, at least 58 people, including a British tourist and 31 children, had succumbed to flooding caused by relentless rainfall since August in Cambodia. On Thursday, some 200 foreign tourists had to be rescued via boat and helicopter after they became stranded when an ancient temple they were visiting in the northern area of Angkor was inundated, as were local villagers' homes, and the access road was suddenly submerged by flash flooding. With unusually severe floods that swept through 12 provinces and cities, over 5,600 families were evacuated to higher grounds, and the rains also caused the Mekong River to overflow, affecting more than 7,800 hectares of rice fields.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association members to please find out from local officials if any assistance was required. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also requested that they go, if possible, to comfort those in need.
We are grateful for the help of the Cambodian officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern. May such weather extremes subside as our more conscientious actions help restore the planet as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We're going to have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems. And more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Life about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Words of a Hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond, we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh, clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 486. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Palestine formally seeks UN recognition as an independent state. On Friday, September 23rd, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas personally delivered to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon a document containing the request for Palestine's full membership to the UN as a sovereign state. He then was greeted by UN General Assembly members standing in applause as he entered to present a speech explaining the appeal for Palestinian sovereignty. The leader stated, "At a time when the Arab peoples affirm their quest for democracy, the Arab Spring, the time is now for the Palestinian Spring, the time for independence." Watching the televised address, tens of thousands in Palestine's West Bank cheered at the news of the historic request, which is being referred to the UN Security Council for a decision. Shortly after President Abbas's speech, international mediators also called for a quick resuming of Israeli-Palestinian negotiations for a peace agreement to be reached by next year. "We join in accolades, Your Excellency, for your appeal on behalf of the Palestinian people. Our prayers for a lasting solution that brings harmony to the region so that all co-citizens may live side by side in security, dignity, and peace."
Save Our Planet: Warming Ocean Waters Linked to Higher Bacterial Contamination. A compilation of data evaluated by European and U.S. researchers has revealed that as climate change raises ocean temperatures, it has also increased the spread of harmful bacteria. The paper, which was authored by scientists in 17 European marine research institutes who evaluated over 100 studies, found in particular that the Vibrio bacteria has been proliferating in marine environments. This is one of the most dangerous known pathogens, with a 50% fatality rate for those infected. The researchers thus cautioned against consuming seafood and other potential exposure to the bacteria, stating, "Millions of euros in health costs may result from human consumption of contaminated seafood, ingestion of waterborne pathogens, and to a lesser degree, through direct occupational or recreational exposure to marine disease. We appreciate this informative research, international scientists. May we act now to protect life both on land and in the sea by refraining from the consumption of all animal products as one of the most effective actions in halting climate change."
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke about how to minimize global warming and its intricately related health risks.
"The marine ecosystem is in big trouble right now from global warming already. Also, mercury poisoning causes problems to aquatic life even before it gets to the humans. These are things we need to address in trying to save our planet. Not to talk about our health also. Eating fish will definitely not help this. So if we wish to live healthily, happily ourselves, we should let others live likewise. Meaning we don't try to make them our food, we don't make them suffer, then we will never worry about disease, and our life and the planet will be quickly like that of heaven."
Save Our Planet. Despite heavy precipitation in summer 2011, the British Environment Agency announces that drought conditions persist in several central and eastern regions of England, with water resources still slow to recover as rain in mid-September drops to 30% of normal levels.
Warning news. On Thursday, September 22nd, Paraguay began slaughtering at least 1,000 cattle after banning all exports due to the detection of the highly contagious foot and mouth disease, with countries such as Argentina, Peru, Uruguay, Brazil, Russia, and Chile prohibiting imports from the country.
Hi, I'm Glimo Detrophius, following the vegan diet of kindness. Today, I'm going to share a tip on purchasing compost. It's a good idea to avoid getting any materials that have been treated with pesticides or herbicides to keep your garden chemical free. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you. agricultural news, organic farming is promoted in Paraguay. According to Prensa Latina, at the third regular meeting of the Inter-American Commission for Organic Agriculture, which took place in Asunción, representatives agreed that organic methods protected the well-being of the producers. There are currently approximately 11,000 individuals cultivating about 50,000 organic hectares in the nation. The news agency furthermore reported that the organic technique is the best utilization of natural resources, as it maintains the fertility of the land and promotes a sustainable environment. Kudos, the third regular meeting of the Inter-American Commission for Organic Agriculture. Also, many thanks, Prensa Latina, for your very relevant article. May organic agriculture be practiced in every corner of our world for a vibrant future for our planet.
In good governance news, Russia plans to expand her national parks and reserves. His Excellency Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has announced that the government will finance 11 new natural reserves and 20 national parks during the coming decade. In addition, 9 reserve and 2 national parks will be expanded. According to His Excellency, $50 million has been allocated to establish ecotourism in 12 safeguarded localities. Prime Minister Putin also stated that Russia would keep cleaning up its Arctic region. A hearty salute, Your Excellency, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and Russia, on your upcoming protected areas. May your beautiful nation flourish in verdant magnificence with heaven's grace. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Scottish man is awarded for his life-saving act. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more lucky news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a happier world. In hero news, a Scottish man is honoured for his courageous act. According to the Scotsman, Mr. James Olley has been awarded a Royal Humane Society testimonial for jumping into the frigid waters of Lower Loch to rescue Miss Elizabeth Christie and her spaniel companion, both of whom had fallen through the ice. The 23-year-old Aberdeen University graduate stated, "It's not something I thought about, it's just something I did instinctively." Bravo, Mr. James Olley, on saving 2 precious lives. May you and Miss Elizabeth Christie and wonderful canine friend have a future full of joy and safe adventures.
For his brave deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. James Olley with the Shining World Hero Award. Please join us for a joke told in French entitled Sentences.
La mère s'exclama. Ne dis pas ces choses qui ne sont pas agréables pour les autres, compris?
Le fils. Mais maman, c'est une citation de Napoléon.
La mère. Je t'interdis de jouer avec Napoléon à l'avenir.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you so much for having streaming audio for iPhone. This cute feature has helped me stay connected to your channel even while I'm working. Krishna.
Kind Krishna, how lovely to hear from you. We wish you many hours of viewing delight with heaven's love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Miagavadogo, which means goodbye in Ewe.
May celestial music adorn your life with inner bliss.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of Sudan's plan to ease food inflation and boost agricultural output, the government approves measures to significantly reduce taxes on food products, including sunflower and sesame seeds, as well as groundnut oils.
The European Union announces a donation of 3.2 million euros to assist Tunisia with civil society projects that promote women's rights, free speech, and other areas contributing to the nation's democratic transition.
Prominent Nepalese and international authors, including Briton William Dalrymple, Pakistani Mohammad Hanif, Tarun J. Tejpal of India, as well as journalists, artists, and hundreds of book lovers participate in Nepal's first ever literary festival held in the Patan Palace in Kathmandu.
In talks mediated by Southern African nations,
Madagascar's current president, Andry Rajoelina, agrees to the unconditional return of his exiled predecessor as well as the scheduling of general elections within a year to help restore stability and peace in the country.
Michael Zygomanis, Macedonian champion professional ice hockey center for the Toronto Maple Leafs in Canada, speaks of his transition to veganism and how the change to the plant-based lifestyle has improved his athletic strength and professional skills.
European scientists in Italy report preliminary measurements of subatomic neutrino particles traveling at 300,006 kilometers per second, suggesting movement that is faster than the speed of light and indicating what they say is the possibility of time travel through a hidden space dimension.
In Moscow, Russia, animal welfare activists protest the city's plan to send all stray dogs to a location in the Yaroslavl region as they call for the government to build a center for the homeless animals in the city where they can be more easily cared for and adopted.
In New Brunswick, Canada, six kittens left motherless due to a tragic accident at just 10 days of age are adopted and fed by Mother Rabbit California, who provides for them along with her two baby bunnies.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.